I lost my faith. I can't find my way back to the simple.
Welcome to Native America Calling. From Studio 869 in Isleta Pueblo, I'm Tara Gatewood. The Red and Blues Band started as a creative outlet, playing gigs out of Haskell Indian Nations University. Now its members have built their talents into a strong musical force with charging rock rhythms like this.
I can't sleep without you.
The Red and Blues are with us today to talk about their latest album, Resistance is Fuel. Stay tuned to hear more right after National Native News.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. People across Indian country celebrated the announcement Thursday President-elect Joe Biden intends to nominate Congresswoman Deb Haaland, Laguna Pueblo, for Secretary of the Department of the Interior.
It's really monumental, and I'm super excited. My family is, my daughter, my son. We're all excited, and we're rooting for her.
Ruth Buffalo says Haaland has been a solid supporter for Native people, making a difference in Congress, and if confirmed to lead the Interior Department, she sees Haaland doing the same. Buffalo, a citizen of the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation, is the only Indigenous woman serving in North Dakota's legislature. Buffalo made history in 2018, elected as the first Native Democratic woman to the State House. The same year, Haaland, along with Sharice Davids Ho-Chunk, were elected as the first two Native women in Congress. Buffalo says it's hard to express the magnitude of what it would mean to have a Native woman lead the Interior Department.
I foresee a huge ripple effect, and it's just kind of showing what is yet to come. Think of all the young girls. I remember there was a quote that, our young daughters are not going to know anything different than having representation at the highest level of government, at the federal level. And rather than having to try to train or, spend so much conversations and time to sway hearts and minds, we will have that strong voice that is rooted in peace and dignity and love, and also understanding that strong inherent connection that we have to the land.
Buffalo says news of Haaland is providing hope as tribal nations across the country are hit hard by COVID-19. Similar sentiments of positivity are being echoed by tribal leaders, including in Haaland's home state of New Mexico. Brian Vio is governor of Acoma Pueblo.
I believe it sends a very strong message that representation of the Native American people in this system, in this government, is very crucial and timely. And I hope that this appointment will be confirmed and that it sets a very strong precedent for the role of Native American people in federal government.
Bio is hopeful for a more robust government-to-government relationship and the agency tasked with Indian affairs to carry out trust responsibilities and land resource management. Other Pueblo governors and Navajo and Apache leaders in New Mexico are also backing Haaland. In a statement, Haaland said she's incredibly honored to accept the nomination and ready to serve. A University of Oregon professor has been recognized by a global organization for his book on the Dark Age of Cherokee history. KLCC's Brian Bull has more.
The Modern Language Association announced its latest MLA Prize for Studies in Native American Literatures, Cultures, and Languages. An honorable mention went to Kirby Brown, an associate professor of Native American Literature at the U of O and citizen of the Cherokee Nation. Brown's work, titled Stoking the Fire, Nationhood and Cherokee Writing, presents written works following the establishment of Oklahoma as a state in 1907, whereupon many aspects of the Cherokee Nation were dissolved, including its government.
Most scholars just view it as this empty period where there wasn't a whole lot happening and there wasn't a solid sense of Cherokee nationhood. When I got into the actual literature from this period that Cherokees are producing, I saw how radically wrong that was, that nationhood is all over the place.
In 1970, legislation helped tribes reclaim their government, including the Cherokee. Brown congratulates MLA winner Christopher Pexa, a University of Minnesota professor, for his book, Translated Nation, Rewriting the Dakota Oyate. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
For Native Americans affected by domestic violence, the Strong Hearts Native Helpline offers peer-to-peer support and resources. It's safe, confidential, and toll-free at 844-7-NATIVE. Program support by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
If you're a Native American expanding or starting a business, the Indian Loan Guarantee and Insurance Program supports your lender so your lender can make the business loan you need. Info by emailing dci@bia.gov. The Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development supports this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
This is Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood, joining you live from my homelands of Shirhwitdui via Skype. The Red and Blues Band's new album, Resistance is Fuel, is full of songs that are, as they say, a direct response to continued brutality against Indigenous people. Their biting lyrics take on the injustices imposed on Indigenous peoples across the globe. And today you will get to sample their sound, which includes many moving compositions full of some great rock rhythms, some great guitar solos, as well as some blues sounds. But this group has been together for some time. They connected at Haskell Nation's Indian University, and they have continued to share their thought on exactly what is going on in the world, including our Indigenous circles. And today we'll hear more on that. But we are also inviting you into the conversation today. You can talk directly with the band by dialing 1-800-996-2848. And they are gracious enough to be sharing 10 copies of Resistance is Fuel with our first 10 callers to make it on air with a comment or question. So go ahead and dial in now, 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And we're going to go to Lawrence, Kansas to say hello to Rain Charger. He joins us today. He is one of the band members and he is Lakota. Rain, my pleasure to have you here. Welcome.
Hey, Tara. Thanks for having us on. Opula.
Great to have you here. Also on the line with us is Marcus Barnosky, who joins us out of Toppenish, Washington. He is Pawnee and Creek. Marcus, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. It's nice to be back with you, Tara. Thanks for having us again. It's amazing.
Well, you know what? You guys, what you're bringing this time, I think you're going to really wake up the people. Thank you for being with us, Marcus. Also here, too, is Kahita Barnosky, who is joining us out of Pawnee, Oklahoma. And she is Pawnee and Creek. Kahita, thank you for being with us.
Noah, thank you for having us here. I'm so excited.
We're excited too. And it's interesting. I introduced someone from Lawrence, from Toppenish, and from Pawnee. And the three of you are in the band together. And I know these times have definitely spread many people across the country in different ways. And so this album, as I was listening to the different songs, really reflects some of the things that I have witnessed in 2020. And so, Rain, start us off. Tell us a little bit about the narrative that really is coming out with this album.
Well, with this album, we kind of, you know, since our last one in 2016, our last big one, things have obviously kept just happening and going. The last time we talked with you, Standing Rock was in full throes, and a lot of these issues were really at our forefront. And what we've seen is kind of plugging into what you're saying. These things have just kept going and kept going. And even though some people are highlighting them, a lot of that big media attention has seemed to be blacked out. And so for us, I know it's really important to get all of these issues out. And there's an overwhelming amount of them, but we're really, you know, we still think that they need to be addressed and really, you know, to start solving them, you have to bring them to light first, you know?
Yep. You got to shine it bright on there. Marcus, anything to add?
Yeah, I think like with many of the songs, it's a big crescendo and we're heading to something explosive. And I think that's what this album really encompasses. You'll see a theme about, you know, set it on fire or ignite. Well, ignite with a spark. And I think that's what this album really holds true to.
And Kahita, your thoughts on shaking things up with this album?
Oh, yeah. You could tell, like, every one of our songs, we got something to say. And I just wanted to add that you could also tell from this album 4 years ago that we've really grown musically. You could tell that in each song. There's more depth and dynamics to each song. So it's really fun to listen to every song.
Yes, there's a lot of booming going on in it. And Kahita, I'm going to give you the space to introduce the song that we're going to first bring people into this creative circle with. What makes the Red Man Red? Anything you want to say before we let it play?
Sure, just real fast. What makes the Red Man Red? It's a song where we're answering the age-old question of what makes the Red Man Red by defining what being Native American means and rejecting damaging stereotypes. This song is an acceptance that there is no one definition of what being Native means.
Okay, and so we go to it. This is a brand new one from the group, The Red and Blues. This is off of the album, Resistance is Fuel. And this is What Makes the Red Man Red.
Take my eyes again. You can't take my
there you have it, one from the group The Red and Blues, right here on Our December Music Maker. And if you like what you heard, I want to hear about it. Dial in now. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And I guess I should have warned you so you could have made space for your air guitar on that solo there, because it was a lot of fun. Maybe I got to make space for the next song and that different solo going on. But you know what? It is time to have some fun with the music and the group, The Red and Blues. Dial in now. We want to hear from you. 1-800-996-2848. And we also have 10 copies of the album Resistance is Fuel by The Red and Blues that we're going to share with you. Dial in now. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And this group has been on the scene for some time, and their lyrics seem to always open up things that are going on in our communities, dialogues that we're having not only in our Indigenous circles, but beyond. And when you turn to the music to express these kind of things or update or educate people, I want to know what kind of things happen. You can call us, tell us about it by dialing 1-800-996-2848. And again, if you want to talk to anybody in the band, just give us a ring. We're ready for it. Rain, Marcus, and Kahita are here to chat with you. And we're going to pause right here for a moment to tell you about what is coming up tomorrow on Native America Calling. But our phone lines are open. Dial in. We're ready.
There are a lot of Native media producers getting into the podcast game right now, and they are getting recognized for their insight and hard work. Treaty history and food sovereignty are among the topics that listeners are adding to their podcast playlists. We'll introduce you to noteworthy podcasters on the next Native America Calling.
Support for this program is provided by AARP. AARP creates and connects people to unique tools and programs, helps conserve personal resources, and tackles the issues that matter most to individuals, families, and communities. What AARP does might surprise people. For more information and resources, including member benefits, AARP advocacy, and more, go to aarp.org.
Thanks for joining us today here on Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood from Isleta Pueblo, and the Red and Blues are in our musical spotlight today. And we heard one song off of the album, Resistance is Fuel. There is more ahead, but if you want to talk to anybody, give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. Let's check in with our callers. I want to go ahead and bring in Nathan, who joins us today out of San Diego, California. Tuned in online. Nathan, thanks for reaching out. Go ahead. You're on air. What do you think about the music?
I think it's just amazing. Thank you for having me. I just wanted to thank the whole group for sharing their voices. I've known Rain for about 10 or 12 years now, and my uncle invited us to come visit Charger Camp and, you know, participate in some of the healing ceremonies. And I just wanted to thank him and his family for, you know, including all people in the conversation and sharing their knowledge. It's just really important in building kind of a unity with all nations and really building the Rainbow Coalition. And, you know, because everybody's fighting the same struggle. And just wanted to share the importance of this band and their music, how it really brings a lot of people in, and also kind of shares a really important message and the struggle that all people are facing and how we can work together. So I just wanted to say thank you to Rain personally, and he's doing a great job, and the band themselves. It's really an inspiration for, you know, bringing people together.
Well, Nathan, thanks for reaching out there out of San Diego, California. Reach out to join us at 1-800-996-2848. On the line with us is Kahita Barnowski, also Marcus Barnowski, and Mr. Rain Charger. Rain, anything you want to tell Nathan?
Hey, Nathan. Thanks for reaching out, man. It's good to hear from you again. Glad you're doing well. Yeah, like what Nathan is talking about, you know, that's just like a lot of the ways I was raised is, you know, we have our Indian country and the way identity works and the way, you know, people talk about sharing intimacy and knowledge. It's the way we were, the way I was brought up is that, you know, we are all kind of in this together, like Nathan is talking about. And so it's more of what Nathan's form of talking with Native culture is awesome, because it's really community-based, and it's not extractive or looking to come in and, you know, take and take and take. It's more of being a part of it and being in it rather than being separated from it, you know, in some power structure type of way. So it's awesome to hear, Nathan. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We got another caller with us too, Mr. Melvin, who joins us today out of Santee, Nebraska, tuned in on KZYK. Melvin, thanks for dialing in. Go ahead. You're connected to the Red and Blues. All right. Let's see if we can get Melvin back. And again, this is our December Music Maker. You are connected to the Red and Blues. Again, if you want to join us, 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And let's go back to that song that we heard before the break. And Marcus, I want to get your take on it. And of course, you got to tell me about that guitar solo too. Go ahead.
That song was Set It All on Fire. We wrote that song probably in like 2016, like when Trump was, you know, elected president. And it was more of a response to like build the border wall. And we're like, oh, that's such a horrible thing. Let's, you know, burn it down, you know, the attitude. But I mean, over the years it's evolved way more into like a dystopian anthem for destroying the industrial military complex and the police brutalizing protesters out there. And it's just overwhelming and frustrating, and just the attitude to burn it down and start something better, start something new.
And Marcus, everybody in the nation, or, you know, many people saw what happened in Minneapolis and then what spread to other cities around the country. And your thoughts about bringing more attention to it, or maybe even some of the lessons you walked away with everything that transpired?
Yeah, it's hard to know. It's hard to know or understand what's actually happening to people of color or people underrepresented out in the streets, and we see the police brutality, and it's hard to respond, like when you're so far away and you can't stand up for your brothers and sisters, and it's yeah, like I said, it's overwhelming, and we don't condone violence, and we don't condone destruction of property, but something has to change, and that's what this song is about.
Well, thank you for that. You know what? These phone lines are lighting up. Let's go back to them again if you want to join us. 1-800-996-2848. We're going to try Jamie in Eastlake, Minnesota, tuned in on WBZS. Thank you for giving us a ring, Jamie. You're on air. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, how's it going over there?
It's going good. What are you thinking today? What about this music? Some good stuff? All right. Let's see if we can get a better connection with Jamie. I'm going to try another caller. We have Reggie, who's in the Yakima Nation in Washington, tuned in on KYNR. Thanks for giving us a ring, Reggie. You're on air.
Hello, how's everybody?
We're hanging in there. Reggie, I know you like your music. What do you think of the Red and Blues?
That sounds great. I think that sounds, that would go directly in my lineup. So that would be great for my listeners here. So, and sounds like something I usually do in my lineup. And that sounds great, and I enjoyed it. Want everybody to mask up. Congratulations.
Thanks so much. Reggie, I can just see your hair flowing as you're jamming out to this one. And let people know where they can hear you and what you're spinning there in Yakima Nation.
I'm on Yakima Nation Radio, AM 1490, and from the about, well, you know, we're a daily show, I think. So we, and then when I in my shift, it's kind of like the sound they got. Just sounds like my lineup. What would do for them?
Well, good to hear your voice. Best to you and everybody there at the station and in your community. Join us too, 1-800-996-2848. And the song that we heard, What Makes the Red Man Red, was full of a lot of great sounds. And Rain breaks some of those sounds down for us. And I got to hear more about this solo because I was having fun with it.
Oh, our songwriting process often is pretty collaborative in nature. A couple of ones, and I remember we were all still able to jam at Haskell, and Marcus came in with this really just that heaviness, dun, 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 and when we having kind of thing. Really been influential on
I'm
us.
And that, in a little distortion and maybe, yeah, get a better signal.
But that, that heaviness of that in that song is something that is, you know, really core to our musical identity, and I think it core with all the.
Burn to a world prepared.
You're listening to Native America Calling, and that was the Red and Blues. They are our December music maker. So much good stuff going on with these sounds, and I know you want to talk about it. Talk to the band. Go ahead and dial in now, 1-800-996-2848. I think we got Melvin back out of Santee, Nebraska. Let's go ahead and give him another try. Thanks for giving us a ring, Melvin. Go ahead. You're on air.
Yes. Besides your family, what other did any artists influence you, or any Native artists? And where are you guys all from?
Okay, yeah, let's get some backgrounds. Marcus, go ahead, start us off. Or let's go ahead and try Kahita. Kahita, are you there? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of influences. And I'm from Pawnee, Oklahoma, where I am right now, helping my parents out with the whole coronavirus. But anyway, yeah, our influences, we got a lot of like 70s rock for sure, but a lot of old Native bands like Redbone we love to listen to, and like Link Ray, we love that song Rumble. Some cool influences.
That is a good song. And Rain, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I'm from, I'm Itazi Pachola, Lakota, and I'm from Eagle Butte, South Dakota, Cheyenne River represent. A lot of my influences, like Kahito was saying, I love Redbone. I like listening to, like, a lot of the modern-day musicians, too. I like the Poteros, and I like Tribe Called Red. But I grew up around the traditional drum as well, so around the big chanchera. And so doing that has been a huge influence on my musicianship as well, that kind of four-on-the-floor beat and how those can be kind of modified around, and how, you know, it's not just one mono beat, but to an untrained listener, it can seem like that. So that's a lot of my musicianship too.
Thanks, Rain. And let's try Marcus again. Marcus, anything to add about your background and where the sound comes from?
Well, actually, me and Kahita are brother and sister, so, you know, we've lived together our whole lives. I think Lawrence, Kansas was our home base for most of our lives, but, I'm out here with my wife and kids over in Yakima country for the holidays. But, yeah, around Oklahoma, Midwest is where we're from. Most of my music, I guess the contemporary music is that I get influenced from is like Soundgarden or traditional blues, that kind of stuff. I listen to a lot of contemporary Native music and try to keep up, like Miracle Dolls, Sir Anderson, and the Native Guitars Tour. We like to keep up with everything that they're up to.
Yeah, there is a lot to celebrate when it comes to the different musicians that have broken, you know, different areas, breaking out into different genres. And, you know, if we were to list just all the different musicians who are making these really powerful sounds, we need a lot of time to do that. And being able to feature these songs, you know, as we wrap up a year, very heavy year for many people, I think, you know, just being able to just rock out and get lost in some of those guitar solos is a lot of fun. And it's Friday, so, you know, just letting all kinds of things loose today. We're letting loose the sounds of the Red and Blues. If you would like to share any thoughts, give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. Join this conversation. Got plenty of CDs to share with you. All you got to do is make it on air with your comments or questions. Go ahead and dial in now. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And there is more Red and Blues ahead right here on Native America Calling.
Support by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the SAMHSA-sponsored Opioid Response Network, working with tribal communities across the nation to address the opioid crisis. Breaking the cycle starts with preventing opioid misuse, treating opioid use disorder with medications and counseling, and recovery support during all phases of recovery. If you or a loved one is challenged by opioid use disorder, you can find additional information at aaip.org.
And that was Killing M.E. from the Red and Blues. It's off of their album, Resistance is Fuel. They are here with us, Rain Charger, Marcus Barnowski, and Kahita Barnowski. And we are listening to some of the sounds that they're bringing us today. And how are their rock and blues creations gelling with your day as you wrap up the year? Dial in now. We are at 1-800-996-2848. And want to hear a little bit about the couple of songs we got to hear today, Hands Up and Killing Me. And Rain, anything you want to share about those two songs?
Yeah. I think with Hands Up, you know, it's kind of a big statement song talking about the Hands Up, Don't Shoot movement and the response to police brutality and the higher rates of police murders with BIPOC people. Native Americans having the highest rate per capita of police brutality, you know, it's a huge issue that is still causing detrimental effects to our communities to this day. And it's not vague and it's not fake. These are facts, you know, it's not an opinion. It's not kind of wishy-washy. Like, these are the things that are actually tangibly affecting us on our day-to-day. And the song was recorded at Haskell with our awesome friend Alex Williams, awesome synth keyboardist and vocalist from the Lawrence, Kansas musician scene. She's another Haskell native with us, and we just love collaborating with her.
And then we had Killing M.E. Go ahead, tell me about that one.
So Killing Me, and M.E. on that kind of it symbolizes Mother Earth on that. And we've kind of come to realize that that's our kind of our COVID song in a lot of ways. It's kind of our 2020 song, culmination of a lot of the contemporary issues that are threatening the planet caused by human interference. It's addressing global warming, police brutality, drinking water, or the rising sea levels, all of the feelings of hopelessness from those happening from quarantine. We've reached this point where we can feel that those changes that are caused by global warming and its effects, like, really causing issues with our social institutions. You know, and so many Native perspectives have worldviews that are directly correlated to the land, and our well-being is directly tied with the land, and not in like a mystic way, but in, again, a real tangible and pragmatic kind of way. And that's kind of the things that we're really trying to convey with this song is, you know, the self-reflection, the societal reflection, and what now, you know, what do you do about it too, but also plugging into those feelings and vocalizing them. Because I think, like we've talked about all day, you know, there's so many heavy issues going on with 2020 and this last period of human history.
Yeah, and you can hear those emotions in the songs too, and that's some of the power of music. I got some folks who want to talk to you. Let's go back to our phone lines. We're going to try Jamie in Eastlake, Minnesota, tuned in on WGZS. Jamie, thank you for giving us a ring. You're on air.
Yeah, guys, I just want to say, listening to the guy talking there and the music and hearing about it, learning about it, never heard of them before, but their sounds very interesting. The music is very, got a deep message. The sound is very good and everything like that, because the study in music and a little bit getting deeper into music here lately, coming ready for Line 3 to come through here up about 25, 30 miles from us. And I just want to shout out to Uncle Melvin down there in Santee, Nebraska. This is Jamie from White Earth, Vern's nephew there from northern Minnesota up here dealing with climate change and all this stuff out here on a beautiful northern Minnesota day here. So that's all I got to say for today. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Jamie, thanks for giving us a ring. Let's go now to Russ, who is in Turtle Mountain, North Dakota, tuned in on KEYA. Russ, thanks for giving us a ring. You're on air.
You know, I'd like to say I'm proud of the Red and Blues, that they have structured their songs to tell a meaningful story that connects to the listener. From Indian country, we have many talented musicians and singers in all styles, past and present, you know, and in the past, such as Jimi Hendrix, you had Redbone, Elvis Presley, Buffy St. Marie. And in our Turtle Mountain area, we have the fiddles with the Métis style, country rock, rock and roll, and the blues again. But I'm proud of Native American Calling also for allowing a platform to showcase various forms of music. I mean, Red and Blues, I'd never heard of them until I heard them on Native American Calling. So again, thank you for that. So now I'm going to see how they progress in their music. This is only their second album since 2016. That's quite an accomplishment, only two, you know. But thank you for at least allowing us to give a little shout out to them and allowing us to listen to us here from the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa.
All right, Russ, thank you for reaching out. And Russ, if you need more music, you go to our website, click in Music Maker. You can go back and hear different groups that we've connected with too. An invitation is there for everybody. And coming up on Christmas Day, we're going to do a rewind of some of the folks that we talked to this year. Another place to get more of your Indigenous sound. Thanks for giving us a ring, Russ. I think we got another caller. We're going to say hi to Margaret, who is in Albuquerque, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Margaret, thanks for giving us a ring. You're on here.
The music is fabulous. It was like being outside with arms wide open, rolling, and later when the artists were describing coming from Oklahoma and Kansas areas, I realized I could feel this. So it's cathartic, and keep making music.
Thanks so much, Margaret. Let's see if we have Joyce on the line out of Wounded Knee, South Dakota, tuned in on KILI. Joyce, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
And what are you thinking about all this? Joyce, go ahead.
I am thinking of all the peace that is created by their music. The peace is coming into my home, and the peace is going all over the world, and that is what we need, is peace. And I'm grateful that they are so connected to our Creator that it comes out in their music.
I agree. Joyce, thanks for reaching out. Good to hear your voice. Let's take another call. I think it's Witty in Anchorage, Alaska, tuned in on KNBA. Are you there?
Good morning from Dena'ina Lands to my Haskell friends. I just wanted to say that the red and blues representation in today's world, especially influenced by the rock and blues that we grew up with, definitely has an influence on my own expression of indigeneity. As Native musicians, you know, we always have to stand up against the idea that we are just cartoons, and they are grand representations of where our future needs to start looking towards. So congratulations, guys. Glad to hear you.
And thanks for giving us a ring. And we are getting close to the end of the hour. Marcus, I'll turn to you. Is there anything more you want people to know about the Red and Blues?
First, I got to give a huge shout out to Whitney. She's a long friend from Haskell. We'd always have parties at Whitney's place. So, hi, Whitney. Thanks for calling in. We miss you. We keep writing. We're getting ready to start recording and writing our next album. We got a long ways to go still. And, you can find our music anywhere that's streaming. You can find us on Spotify or iTunes. Our website is www.theredandblues.com. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter, any social media. We do have three albums out, actually. Our second came out in 2018, and it's called A Few of Our Favorite Things. And it's mostly like our nerdy subculture music, where we sing about the things that we love, like Dragon Ball Z or Avatar, The Last Airbender. And this album, Resistance is Fuel, is a culmination of Native and nerd culture. Like Trial by Stone is about the pop culture reference. So, yeah, we're still writing, and we're going to keep going. And we really thank you all for tuning in and listening.
Thanks for that. And Kahita, anything you want to leave us with?
Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate what one of the callers said, that thanks for having us on, and we love listening to Native America Calling, and I'm just so, like, grateful for being here and letting us get our new songs out and having a platform to speak about what they mean. So thank you.
And you know what? The honor's on our side, too. Rain, anything you want to leave us with?
Oh, man, just thanks to all the callers, Wopila Tonka, to Indian Country for supporting us and being in our corner. You know, feels awesome. Love to hear from Whitney. We were in a band with her a couple years back when we were at Haskell. It was awesome times. And love hearing from all the callers in. Thank you again, Tara, for giving an awesome platform for Indian musicians throughout throughout the country and for sending good vibes throughout the airwaves.
Well, you all make it easy, and all of our musicians of 2020 have really taught us more about who we are as Indigenous people, and look forward to see what you all continue to make. Again, thanks to everybody we heard from in our hour. We're going to wrap it up with the Red and Blues. Thanks to our guests, Kahita Bernoski, as well as Marcus Bernoski and Rain Charger. Also, thanks to the band for sharing their album with our listeners today. Again, the name of it is Resistance is Fuel. And we hope you'll join us again Monday for a look at Indigenous podcasts. Our executive producer is Art Hughes. Senior producer is Monica Brain. Associate producer is Andy Murphy. And Marino Spencer is our engineer. Nola Days Moses is the distribution director. And Bob Peterson is a network manager for Native Voice One. Clifton Chadwick is our resource development specialist. Antonia Gonzalez is the anchor and producer for National Native News. Charles Sather is our chief of operations. The president and CEO of Kwanic Broadcast Corporation is Jacqueline Salee.
Keshe is holiday steep the hot now on this tana dad the yam toni and the kin our medical history ya yes up to. Ooh, so not kid on yam old medical care to the and elek in our. Asna dai and the canyon to the mist aqua most hour should the dai east of healthcare.gov in our and then dai east of 1-800-318-2596 and bid an arcade up to. Look at Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services don't know a bit and it'll look at that way. Ella, qua.
Support by Roswell Park, who know tribal communities face persistent challenges in health equity, such as cancer and higher death rates. The Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center is dedicated to advancing cancer research that will lead to translatable science, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous populations worldwide. Are you at high risk for cancer? A no-charge online assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico, by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service. Music is by Brent Michael Davids. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.